He's just had that one bad inning in the fourth. Raptors did well, though, to capitalize. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Deuces run wild as Conniff swings and misses low. Nine strikeouts for Sengag. We head to the bottom of the sixth. 3-0, Raptors in front.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered storms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows of aloft around 56, winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. Highs of aloft around 86, tomorrow sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows of aloft around 59, tomorrow night partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 63.
Sports injuries are increasingly common for high school and college athletes, weekend warriors, and elite pros. Knees, shoulders, and elbows are complex structures. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features skilled board-certified orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists willing and able to get you back in action. They also offer in-house physical and occupational therapy, which may be all you need for the most effective solutions for relieving pain and restoring lives right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Contact WROInstitute.com or call 424-8255.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the sixth, a 3-0 lead in favor of the team in maroon and gold from Wisconsin Rapids. Bryson Parrish back on the mound once more. He'll face Seth Sweetchick. He delivers low. It's a changeup. So Sweetchick, you know, for one, he grounded out to short. Now ahead of the count, 1-0. So the 1-0 foul backside. So we'll see if the Raptors can, you know, hold this lead. That would be a good thing because, you know, you look at it, and Battle Creek the other night against the Battle Jacks, they're up 4-0. They give up seven unanswered runs. Lost that game 7-5. Earlier this week in Madison, they were up 3-0. Gave up four unanswered and lost that game 4-3. And a 1-1 change up low. In for a ball, 2-1. So holding leads, that's been the big key for them. Two balls a strike. Bryson Parrish sets and serves. And a swing and a ground ball that goes into the glove of Degani. He has trouble fielding it. Goes in and out of his glove. And a hint there for Seth Sweetchick. So top of the order with Connor Cooney, who grounded out to short and popped out to short. Brewer's been busy out there. It was a ground ball to Degani, shifted over to his left, went in and out of his glove. That was a hit. I mean, that was not an error. He was kind of he had to move positions to go and try to grab that ball. So the second hit of the game for the Knoxbiners belongs to Seth Sweetchick. Connor Cooney, 0-2. A 256 batter. And he'll see a strike, 0-1. The 0-1 count, Bryson Parrish will set in once more. Rafters, five hits in comparison to the Knoxbiters, two. The 0-1 count. No balls, a strike. Parrish sets and serves and goes low of the zone. This time at a ball, 1-1. So there is some rain in the forecast, and it's expected to start in about 10 minutes. 72 degrees out, so we'll see, you know, what happens here. And the 1-1 paints the zone in for a strike, 1-2. And the good thing is, you know, obviously you want to play the rest of the game, but they have played at least five innings. So ball two strikes. You know, 1-2 count. And a check swing. And did he come across? And third base umpire said he did. One and two. Well, actually, excuse me. He goes down. Cooney goes down looking. So that was a big strikeout there. That puts one gone. Oh, one down. So at first stands Sweetchick. Bryson Parrish will look in. Looks at first. He'll now come set. And serves in low at a changeup below the zone. So the wind is blowing here, and the storm is definitely moving this way. So we'll keep an eye on how this kind of goes throughout. Bottom of the six. One down. The 1-0. And popped right side. Charging towards it is Lordoy and makes the grab on the first base line. So that's the third out as we head to the top of the seventh. 3-0 is the score here in Wisconsin Rapids in Fond du Lac.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the seventh inning, 3-0 is the score of this game as the Rafters in front, a big three-run inning in the fourth. Well, it looks like right now that they have a lot of fans leaving, or at least going to cover. The rain hasn't started yet, but it's very dark clouds blowing towards our way. So, you know, checking the forecast, it didn't seem like there was heavy rain. It was light to moderate, and it wasn't going to last for too long. But those clouds say otherwise. So we'll see how this kind of plays out. Brian Dyer talking with head field manager Doug Coe. But nonetheless, a pitching change in store for the Knox Miners, Jacob Young. The right-hander from Lisle, Illinois, and from Fairmont State. It's his second season in the Northwoods League, second team as well. He's gone four games with a 2-1 record, 19 innings of work, has allowed 18 hits, 5 runs, with 17 strikeouts. So Young, the right-hander, will face Aiden Brewer. Brewer popped out to first and struck out looking. And he'll see a ball 1-0. 1-0 count. Young sets at a changeup low, 2-0. So 2-0 count. And a 3-0 lead here on top of the seventh for the Rafters. They've out hit the Knox Miners 5-2. A 2-0. And a fastball up above the zone, 3-0 now. So Brewer 0-2, but has a chance to get walked. A 3-0 home. Outside for ball four. Aiden Brewer, he's been walked. He put himself at first, so a leadoff walk from the Dexter, Michigan native. And Alex Duffy 0-2. Flew out to left and got a fielder's choice RBI. Duffy batting in the nine hole. Young threw four straight balls, so not a good start for him. And delivers low, but it comes in at a ball this time, 1-0. A 1-0 count. Five straight balls. And the set in and throw, and at a ball again. Six straight, so Doug Coe having a word with his pitcher, Jacob Young. Saying, hey, look, you know, we got to calm down here because Rafters, it's been one inning to really decide it so far. And if they can add some consolation runs and get up here by a bigger margin, it would really force Fond du Lac to, you know, get runs. And right now, with the team that is in the bottom half in runs scored, you like the Rafters' chances. Two oh count at first. Stans Brewer. Young will set in. He'll look and fire, and a fastball that paints the zone. 2-1. So two balls, a strike. A 2-1 count. Young, the wind is really blowing, and a swing and a miss for Duffy low. 2-2. Wind blowing from left to right at a high speed. And luckily, they'd be inside here, but fans are taking cover. They're leaving right now. The count runs at two apiece. The 2-2 to Duffy and grounds the right side out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Young will set in the 2-2 to Duffy and hits him in the back. The wind definitely played a part in there, but Duffy will take first. And slowly walking that off. So now that's good for the Rafters. Duffy, he'll take first. Brewer to second. And top of the order. Two down. No, two people on with nobody down. Five hits to two in favor of the Rafters. Jacob Young, not a good start for him. He's walked a batter and hit by a pitch on the other. Way high, throws out, can't control that ball, 1-0. Ty Johnson, 1-for-3 with a strikeout. The 1-0 from Young, up above the zone once more, 2-0. So 2-0 count. Young really having trouble just controlling his pitch speed. Young looks at second again. And he'll throw the 2-0 high of the zone once more, 3-0. So a chance here for the Rafters to see another ball and put the bases loaded with nobody out. Jorge Degatti on deck. Young the 3-0. And just clips the zone for a strike. Johnson was on his way to first. But he'll have to come back in the batter's box. Three-one count. The fire low and sweeps the dirt and comes in for ball four. Johnson walks. And that puts Johnson at first. Duffy was hit by a pitch at second. And also Brewer, who walked at third. Jorge Degatti, who's 1-for-3, started off his day with a double in the left field. You wonder how long Jacob Young is going to go. He just can't control his speed. Wind is playing a part in it as well, but throwing very high of the strike zone on a lot of his pitches. He'll look to deliver, and there's a strike this time, 0-1. So no balls, a strike. The base is loaded for the Rafters. Having a chance to pounce on it here again. And a fastball way up above the zone. That wasn't even close, it seemed like. A ball and a strike. Tagani, a 318 batter, leads the team. You'll see the 1-1 offering. And once more, can't find the strike zone, 2-1. Two balls, a strike. The count runs at 2-1. A 2-1 and a swing and a line drive that goes above the shortstop, Gorman. On his way home is Brewer. And tagging up to third is Duffy. At second is Johnson. And now at first is Degatti. A one-run RBI single. So Doug Coe coming out. And looks like Jacob Young's day is done. And a new pitcher in store. So not his best outing. He definitely would like to have that back. So a new pitcher in store for the Dock Spiders, but how about it? Rafters, bases loaded for them. So this is big. This is a big chance here for the Rafters to pounce as Kirk Schrader calling in his base runners. So a new pitcher in store for the Dock Spiders. And this looks to be Hunter Davis at the University of Incarnate Word from Louisville, Texas. And a junior. So Davis appearing on the mound. He's had 6 games appeared in, 9 1/3 innings of work, 15 hits, 17 runs allowed with 7 strikeouts. His last outing was back on July the 15th, where he went a 2/3 of an inning. He gave up 3 hits, 5 runs, and only a strikeout. So he struggled pitching in his past couple outings. So a chance here for the Rafters. They've already gotten a run, and now the bases loaded once more. Can they capitalize on the lack of pitching staff for the Dock Spiders? We'll see. At first is Degatti, second is Johnson, and at third is Duffy. Orlando Lordoy, who struck out, popped out to third, and grounded out to second. Rafters have a comfortable lead. They're getting it done on both sides. You know, hitting, they have 6 hits, but on the defensive side, they've only allowed 2 hits. They've, the first three innings, they went 9 up and 9 down. It's been good for them for the most part. So, you know, they can play a complete game. This team is extremely hard to beat. We know that. It's been proven time and time again. But when they really lack on one side of the ball, that's when things turn bad for them. So Hunter Davis, he'll step in now on Orlando Lordoy. Bases juiced. Davis fires and throws low of the zone. At a ball 1-0. 4-0, Rafters in front. 3 runs in the fourth, and then a run here in the top of the seventh. The 1-0 home, and that hits the right leg of Lordoy. And looks like, hey, he's going to be down. The umpire hasn't ruled him to first yet. And now it looks like he will. So Lordoy hit in the right leg as Duffy walks home, and a 5-0 lead now for the Rafters. Runs just keep coming. Lordoy to first. At second is Degatti, and at third is Johnson. So between the three pitchers, there's been three walks. Senkig, 9 strikeouts, though. A great day for him, but gave up 5 hits and 3 runs. So at that one bad inning, the Raptors capitalizing on the lack of bullpen staff for the Dock Spiders. And Brendan Bobo now, it's his turn. Struck out swinging and got a home run. The first run of the game, he belted it into center. 5-0 lead. Hunter Davis sets, and the first offering. A changeup that paints the zone, 0-1. No balls, a strike. One count. Longest inning yet. And the 0-1 outside at a ball, 1-1. A ball, a strike on Bobo. Recorded his 9th home run of the season here in this game. Outside and low for Davis, 2-1. A base is juiced once more. Lordoy at first was hit by a pitch. Degatti, a 1-run RBI single at second, and Johnson walked. The 2-1 pushes inside and out of the zone, 3-1. So one more ball sends another run home and gives the Raptors another 3-run inning. Davis on Bobo. The 3-1 to Bobo, and a miss low, 3-2. So it would be a big boost of confidence if Davis can record a strikeout and get the first out of this inning. But he's going to have one more pitch to decide. The 3-2 to Bobo, and cracks this into right field. This goes into the right fielder, Whitman, who makes the grab, tagging up, charging home. The throw from Whitman, Johnson crosses home plate, and there's a run. On his way to third was Degatti. Runners at the corners, and another run scores for the Raptors. Up 6 now. So a sac fly RBI from Bobo. And Garrett Broussard struck out swinging, had a base hit, and also struck out looking. A 1 down. And the first offering on Broussard, who's 1-for-3. A decent outing for him. A 1 gone. And the 1-0 way up above the zone for Davis, and he sees another ball, 2-0. A 2-0 count. Top of the 7th, another 3-run inning for the Raptors. Davis just really can't find the zone. 3 balls now. If the score stands, this would be the highest margin of victory for either side, as Davis just barely clips in a strike. The count is 3-1, and outside of the zone for Broussard to get walked. Now the base is loaded once more with Kyle Carlson. So Carlson, who's walked, had a base hit and struck out looking. Bases loaded. And down the plate for Davis, and he sees a strike, 0-1. One count with one gone. And the 0-1 low. In four ball, 1-1. Count runs at 1-1. Looking in is Davis. He'll fire at a changeup just outside, but paints the zone just barely. 1-2. A ball, two strikes, and one gone. A 1-2 count. And Davis looking for his first strikeout. And throws a wild one outside on Carlson, 2-2. Davis stands, turns, the 2-2, and clips the zone for strike three. Davis records a strikeout. Carlson goes down looking, and this brings up Chris Conniff. Conniff 0-2 with two strikeouts. One away, bases loaded once more. At first is Broussard, at second is Lordoy, and at third is Degatti, and a swing and a grounder up the middle. The shortstop, Gorman, runs after it, underhands it to Anderson at second for the third out. But another three-run inning for the Rafters. They go up 6-0. We head to the bottom of the seventh here on WFHR.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Bryson Parrish back on the mound. Travis Strickler will lead off. He's 0-2. He's flown out to left twice. And Parrish, their first serve is a ball, 1-0. So another three-run inning for the Rafters, top half of this one. And they're up 6-0 now. They've shut out the Oxbiters so far. Parrish throws down on a ball, 2-0. So Parrish, 26 pitches. He's allowed a hit, walked a batter, and has thrown a strikeout. As a swing and a ground ball. And to the second baseman, Nikonov, in the throw to first. He's on time. So one gone. Rafters, I mean, as in, you know, they've been impressive, you know, on the hitting side. They've gotten six hits, six runs as well. But the key to this game has certainly been their defensive side. The pitching has been on top of it. But more importantly, it's been the lack of you count that one error on Broussard, just didn't step on the bag when he was looking to get that put out. As they swing and a pop-up, Jacob Anderson out and away. But, you know, for the most part, it's been their efficiency on defense, continuing to field and, you know, get these ground balls, throw them over to first, get them on time, throw over to, you know, when they need to, make those right plays, get those double plays. It's just been an all-around effort on the defensive side. Haven't dropped any flyouts, getting a ton of assists. And the 1-1 to Anderson, he flies this into right field. This has the distance. Running back is Lordoy and makes the grab at the warning track for the second out. And I think, you know, the pitching as well, you know, Kalen Graham goes four innings, 47 pitches, allowed a hit and four strikeouts. And Parrish is on 30 pitches, has allowed a hit, walked a batter, but also a strikeout. So the defense behind the pitchers has been great today. And a lot of fly balls, a lot of ground outs. Jake Serrain now and swings and fouls back, 0-1. Two gone, bottom seven. No balls, a strike. And the 0-1 home. And sweeps low in for a strike, though, 0-2. A two-strike count with two down. And the 0-2 swing and popped up, running after it is Broussard, and goes above the dugout. So bottom seven, 0-2 count. Bryson Parrish will look in. He'll step, kick, and serve. And paints a zone on the outside corner for strike three. Parrish sends him down looking as we head to the top of the eighth. A three up and three down inning once more for the Raptors. They lead 6-0.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the eighth inning, a 6-0 lead in favor of the Raptors. A new pitcher in store for the Knox Spiders, Mitchell Johnson, will be taking over the pitching duties at a Catholic University of America, and a sophomore from Ashton, Sandy Spring, Maryland. So the tall right-hander, the fourth pitcher in the staff for the Knox Spiders. So Johnson has only appeared in a game. He's got a 1-0 record. They gave him the win. He only had an inning against Kenosha. So a second-half guy, and we'll see what he can do. But the Raptors in a comfortable 6-0 lead. It was three runs in the fourth and then three runs in the seventh. They've out hit Fond du Lac 6-2. Mitchell Johnson, he'll step in. Hasn't recorded a strikeout yet. Hasn't allowed a hit or a run. Just he pitched in that game. That's all there is to say. So Aiden Brewer will lead off for the Raptors. And Johnson fires and sees his own fourth strike. Brewer 0-for-2 with a run. He's been walked and struck out. 0-1 count. Setting and serving is Johnson. It's a high changeup. I can't find the zone. Had a ball this time. Each team with an error. But that has not slowed down as red-hot Wisconsin Rapids team here in this game. The 1-1 from Johnson, and not able to catch that was Smith. 2-1. Count runs at 2-1. Mitchell Johnson stands tall on the third base side of the slab. He'll look. And fastball out and away. 3-1. So after getting ahead in the count 0-1, he's thrown three straight balls. Three balls a strike. Johnson fires, and Brewer flies this out right side. Made good contact, but it comes in at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Johnson bends in low at the knee. A long stare at home. He'll now set in the payoff. And Brewer hits a ground ball that stays fair on the third baseline. Serain fields it up and the throw across the diamond. He gets him. And one down. So good contact there from Brewer. Almost positioned it perfectly. That just went a little bit past Serain, but he was on top of it. As bottom of the order with Alex Duffy. No hits on two at bats. He's also had a run as well. One gone. Duffy batting a 217. And Johnson throws way inside. Duffy has to back away and scoot away because he'll see a ball. And a 1-0 count. Two away. Top of the eighth. Rafters looking to close off this game and get their second win in a row after a 5-game losing streak. So they definitely have some ground to make up. A ball and a strike. And the 1-1 to Duffy. And a changeup outside corner, 2-1. Two-one count here for Duffy. Johnson. Kicks, winds, and fires. Can't really put in that changeup at 3-1. He can't find to work it in. A lot of those changeups, he's throwing a lot of changeups. I'll tell you that much, but it's been just kind of going in and out and going high of the zone. A one gone. Duffy has a chance to get walked. Johnson sets in and throws low of the zone. Duffy, he'll be walked this time. So Alex Duffy draws a walk, top of the order with Ty Johnson, who's 1-for-3 with a run, a walk, and a strikeout. It's the last away game before the All-Star break for the Rafters. They'll be home tomorrow as they take on the Dock Spiders once more at a 105 game. So five All-Stars for the Rafters as Johnson checks wings and sees a strike. Josh Howitt and Jack Gervich are not going. So the All-Stars, you have Ty Johnson, Bobo, Rosencrantz, Tristan, and Graham. Three pitchers, two position guys. And the 0-1 to Johnson, a swing and a miss. 0-2. So very, you know, incredible accomplishment to head to Traverse City as they're excited for that beautiful stadium at Turtle Creek Stadium in Traverse City. And great atmosphere there after split the series against the Pittsburghers there this season. The 0-2 to Johnson, and he misses this time. A bit frustrated with himself as Mitchell Johnson, three straight strikes on him. That's two gone. So Degani 2-for-4 with an RBI. He's had a great day. At first is Johnson. Two down. Johnson looks in. At first is Duffy. Johnson looks in. Ty Johnson just struck out. Alex Duffy was walked. He'll see a ball, though. He'll see a strike, 0-1. 0-1 count. Two gone. The 0-1 to Degatti and a changeup and a throw to second. Duffy tags there now, and he gets there. A stolen base there from Alex Duffy. So nonetheless, comes in a strike, 0-2. Duffy putting himself in scoring position. Well, one away. A comfortable lead for the Raptors. They're just going to have to get it done on the defensive side now. That's it. They're already up 6-0. They would need like a monumental meltdown if they were to somehow lose this game. No two count, two gone. Setting in is Johnson on the third base, on the first base side of the slab. He looks at second. He'll come set the 0-2 to change up low. We're ball one and two. 1-2 count. Mitchell Johnson with the glove tucked in at his hip. Bending down low. Trying to get a read here on the catcher. So it looks like a violation. It might be. I think it is a violation on Johnson. Took too long, so now the count runs at 2-2. And the 2-2 to Degatti, and a swing and a bouncer that stays fair on the shortstop. Gorman comes after it and throws down at first. He gets Degatti for the third out. We head to the bottom of the eighth, 6-0. Raptors in front. Stay with us.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Raptors in front 6-0 as Bryson Parrish on the mound once more. He's gone three innings, 34 pitches, has allowed a hit, a walk, and two strikeouts. So Raptors three runs in the fourth and another three-run inning in the seventh. So they have been taking care of business on the defensive side as well. So Paul Smith 0-2 with a strikeout. The catcher, we'll see the first delivery, and it comes right down the plate in for a strike. So Bryson Parrish, a better outing than he did last time. The North Alabama product has a swing and a high fly ball on the third base line that just drifts away. And it comes in again for a strike, 0-2. Raptors have out-hit the Oxbiners 6-2. So this is definitely more like Raptors baseball, a five-game losing streak that ended last night as Wisconsin Rapids took down Battle Creek 6-2. And then here, a 6-0 lead here at Herb Baker Field. No two count. Parrish sets and serves and foul backside into the netting. But Kalen Graham, the starter for Wisconsin Rapids, four innings of work. He went 47 pitches, allowed a hit, and four strikeouts. So only one hit allowed in four innings. A great day for him. The 0-2 from Parrish, and a liner up the middle, and a base hit for Paul Smith. He'll take first. That's the third hit of the game for the Dockspiners. They need hits because being down six runs, they'll have this inning and next inning to get that. So Baron Zamora 0-for-1 with a walk and a strikeout. The Washington Husky, a 158 batter. At first, Stan Smith. Looking in is Parrish, and a swing and a ground ball that just pulls away third base side. 0-1. So no balls, a strike. 0-1 count. Rafter is looking to polish this game off and get back to one game back of 500, 8-10. Here in the second half. That first is Smith. Nobody gone. The 0-1 and a swing and a miss low. 0-2. Got him on a breaking ball at 76. So Baron Zamora, the DH. Parrish with the glove tucked in at the hip. He'll come set in the middle of the slab. He'll fire the 0-2. High in the strike zone in a ball, 1-2. A 1-2 count. Parrish will come set. And a swing and a miss. Zamora goes down. Bryson Parrish recording yet another strikeout. He's up to three. So with, between the two Rafter pitchers, seven combined strikeouts. So they've done well. And stepping in now is Paul Whitman. Whitman 0-for-2 with a strikeout. Runner at first in Paul Smith. Two away for the Rafters. Parrish delivers and paints the left edge for a strike. 0-1. Bottom eight, Rafters six hits, six runs. Dockspiders three hits, no runs. Each team with an error. And the 0-1 to Whitman outside of the zone and a ball 1-1. A much better outing for Bryson Parrish. You know, was allowed two hits, a walk, but three strikeouts. The count runs at one apiece. The 1-1, swing and a miss again. Outside, Whitman couldn't come after it in time. And he'll see the second strike, 1-2. A one gone. Parrish will fire the 1-2 and paint the zone for strike three. Whitman goes out looking. Bryson Parrish up to four strikeouts now. He's really starting to feel himself. Bottom of the order with Seth Sweetchick. He'll step in with two down. So Paul Smith with a leadoff single in the center field. Bryson Parrish now equaling Graham. They have four strikeouts. Sweetchick 1-for-2. And Parrish again in a fastball at 87. That grazes the right side of the zone, 0-1. The 0-1 count, with two gone. And the 0-1 again, once more down the plate. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2, high near the helmet of Sweetchick. He'll see a ball. A ball, two strikes, two down, and the 1-2 at a changeup just can't find the left corner. And deuces run across the board, two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Here, bottom of the eighth. At first is Smith. Parrish will look in. He'll turn and fire, and a swing and a hard hit ball that drifts away in foul territory. Good contact there from Sweet Chick, but he wasn't able to see that fair. So Parrish with the ball tucked in to the glove, and now he'll look in. Smith stands at first. 2-2 and a swing and a bouncer that just pulls foul. And Duffy claims it was fair. But head umpire said, nope, that was foul. So Sweet Chick, a 140 batter, 11 RBIs, and has a home run this season as well. Parrish looking to get his fifth strikeout, which would lead the Rafters bullpen today. A 2-2, and a swing and a line drive in the left center field. Smith to second, Sweet Chick to first. And that keeps the inning alive for the Knoxbinders. Runners on first and second. Top of the order with Connor Cooney now, who's 0-3. He struck out as well. As Parrish will look in on Cooney out of the College of Holy Cross, a 256 batter at the plate. And Parrish, well, zips it in for a strike. No one won. Two gone. The 0-1 low, but wow, that just paints in again. He's really finding the bottom part of that zone. A two-strike count now. Runners on first and second. Sweet Chick at first, Smith at second. The 0-2. And just outside for a ball. 1-2. So a ball, two strikes, and two gone. Looking in is Parrish. He'll look over at second. Fires the 1-2 and brushes the dirt low and goes behind Duffy for a sec. Smith thought about taking third, but retreats back. Second to last time the Knoxbinders will bat today. So I wonder who's going to bring in for the closer. I would imagine in this instance, I mean, yeah, do you go to Julian Tristan, who leads the team in saves? We'll see what they do for the ninth. A 2-2. Swing and a miss outside. Cooney goes down. And then, once again, Bryson Parrish up to five strikeouts today. We head to the top of the ninth. 6-0. Rafters lead.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
You're constantly rubbing your hands and wrists. The aches and pains just won't go away. But they can with help from Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Call on their experts, one of the certified specialists on their hand team. From surgery to therapy, Wisconsin River Orthopedics has it all. If you've been injured or suffer from pain in your hands, back, knees, ankles, or more, go to WROInstitute.com to learn about all they can do for you. From surgery to therapy, they have it all under one roof at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the ninth inning we go. Wisconsin Rapids in front 6-0 over the Knox Spiders. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR. Well, the Raptors had three innings in the fourth, three runs in the fourth, three runs in the seventh. So they certainly have been on top of it today. Have shut out Fond du Lac as Orlando Lordoy, who's 0 for 3 with an RBI and a strikeout. So Mitchell Johnson on the mound once more. The fourth Dock Spider out of the bullpen. He's had 19 pitches. He's throwing a walk and also a strikeout. So at this point now, you know, you look for the Raptors just continuing to get guys at bats because already a 6-0 lead, which has been the largest margin of victory for the Raptors over the Dock Spiders this season. You know, they haven't beat them by more than three runs at all. So a lot of these games between these two have been very close. Raptors would be looking to end the Dock Spiders' three-game winning streak. And the 1-0 from Johnson clips the zone inside for a strike, 1-1. Dock Spiders have won 5 of their past 6. Really started to swing the bat a lot better, but the Raptors have put that to bed. The 1-1 from Johnson and bounces up high and above the netting. And looks like some fans will have a souvenir there, 2-1. Two balls, a strike on Orlando Lordoy, the Panamanian, and the left-hander. Johnson sets, kicks, delivers, and a swing and a high hit ball into left field. Strickler runs under it and makes the catch for one down. So left fielder Brendan Bobo with a solo home run to get things going in the fourth. He bombed it to center field. 400 feet back, it hit off the top of the wall and rolled in the right direction. And bounced, I should say, in the right direction. So Bobo, now with one gone, he's had a great day, up to 9 home runs on the season, a 2 RBI day for him. Mitchell Johnson throws high at a ball, 1-0. And 1-0 count. One gone. And Johnson, the 1-0 to Bobo, and flies this out left field side, out of play, 1-1. So a ball and a strike and one gone, and well, just only two big innings for the Raptors, and that's really been the deciding factor. Dock Spiders have been held scoreless for 8 innings. And the question, can it be 9? The 1-1. Johnson, a curveball up above the strike zone, 2-1. What's interesting is the Knox Spiders have had 4 hits, but no runs. Raptors, 6 hits and 6 runs, so they've really capitalized off their hits. It's been an RBI from Duffy, an RBI from Degani Lordoy, a 2 RBI day for Bobo. He'll see a ball once more, 3-1. So 3 balls, a strike. Brendan Bobo, a Northwoods League All-Star, once more. He swings and hits a foul back, 3-2. So a guy that led the league in home runs last season was 17, now up to 9. So, I mean, that right there, 26 combined home runs in the past 2 seasons. One gone,